Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
18, I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Fickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Wow.
Well, we thought the Cousins saga was going to last.
Because I'm not a Redskins fan, I can say this. I love Bruce Allen. As a sports radio host, I love the guy.
Yeah, he's a gift that keeps on giving,
isn't he?
Well, I can say this. When I got in this morning, I told Valdez, cue up celebration, because forget about how I feel about the trade. I'm just glad it's over.
There's no more Kirk Cousins contract. Oh. No more franchise tag.
And Kirk was also celebrating. This was going through his speakers last night.
Well, he was
going
to win either way.
Because he hits unrestricted
Here's my
free
question.
Agency now.
Here's my question. All right. I don't know what time the news broke.
9:45-ish last
All right,
night.
So 9:45. How many of... I know I was asleep. How many of you three were actually sleeping?
I was awake.
So you got the news.
I saw the news, yeah.
So you could chew on that all night.
Yep.
JP.
Sleeping.
Bickle.
Trying to sleep.
But didn't know the news.
I didn't check my phone until this morning. Okay, I had 100 messages, but
so
I didn't
found
check
out
phone.
This morning. Drabby?
I was on Twitter.
So you knew about it. Valdez, he had to be sleeping.
Out under the covers.
So half of us were asleep. Oh, man. When I woke up, I couldn't believe it. Incredible day. It's just incredible.
So the Redskins
and this is Super Bowl week.
We should let people know.
And how about all the other things that happened last night?
Some people are just waking up.
Wow.
The Redskins traded for Alex Smith and extended him. Immediately, so I believe he has a four-year deal.
Well, they can't agree to it for about 6 weeks. It's not, it doesn't go into effect until, I believe, March 14th.
Understood if you want to be technical, but he's got a four-year deal here to be with the Redskins. With a 71 deal, milli guaranteed.
A deal that they would not give Kirk.
They wouldn't have ever dreamed of giving
that
to Kirk.
To him 2 years ago, it would already be a done deal.
Correct. It's for less money than Kirk will ultimately get.
Right.
But you're right. We don't have to talk about a transition tag, a franchise tag. Kirk will be let go as a free agent. And he'll go find
cash
his
in.
Gig in Denver,
whether it's the
or Jacksonville,
Jets.
Or the Jets, or Cleveland, wherever
he's
he wants to go.
He's going to have plenty of suitors.
And the Redskins will have a starting quarterback in Alex Smith, who we've seen lead his team to the playoffs year after year and lose in the playoffs year after year. And we'll open up the phone lines now at 800-636-1067, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines. Mm. What do you think of the deal? Do you like it? How does it feel? I will tell you initially... My thoughts are lukewarm on the trade. I don't think, look, they didn't give up a first-round pick, didn't give up a second-round pick, and yes, partly as a radio host, I'm sick of talking about Kirk Cousins,
so
to me, it's like a win.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the team's going to win in the end. I think Kirk will keep, Alex Smith will keep you competitive.
At best, it's a wash. At the very best, it's a wash.
But to me, it feels like when Brad Johnson came to the Redskins,
Brad Johnson
was a solid quarterback for him, but ultimately they didn't really do anything with Brad Johnson.
Yeah, Brad Johnson, Brunell, it's a guy who they're going to get his fading years.
Correct.
You know, he had a great year last year. It'd be difficult to duplicate that. Probably his best year of his career. He'll be 34 when the season starts. You know, he's all right. He's pretty good.
He takes care of the ball. I'll tell you that.
Great touchdown interception ratio last year.
He takes care of the ball.
Yeah, but that's the height of his powers.
He
doesn't get any better.
Doesn't throw downfield very often.
No.
He also had really good weapons in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Leading rusher in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we don't have Travis Kelce. I mean, our version of it's hurt all the time. And,
yeah.
Tariq Hill. We don't have those things.
Well, Kareem Hunt. Throwing to Kareem Hunt out of the backfield. Now, you do have Chris Thompson if he gets healthy.
Yeah.
All right, so more of your thoughts on this.
Well, my initial thought was I actually wasn't shocked because you could see it trending this way. I guess I was shocked that it happened today.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw it, I mean, he was in the realm of possibilities.
Sure. He was one of many options.
I'll be honest with you. The very first thing I thought, thank God it's over. And the second thing I thought was, man, if I'm Colt McCoy, I am livid. I am livid because, you know, I don't even know if he deserves a shot or whatever. He's been in that building for years. He's just been a good soldier. He went out there and won that Monday night game against the Cowboys. I'm not even saying he should be the guy, but man, I'm pissed if I'm Colt McCoy.
He probably knew that he really had no legitimate shot.
You're probably right. I thought my initial blink reaction is I think it's a slight downgrade. I think that Kirk can still ascend a little bit, but they were clearly, this got personal. They were never going to come to an agreement.
Never.
It got personal a few years ago, and it is what it is.
They could never mend it.
I didn't love that they gave up Fuller. Believe me, I could have picked the 100 guys I'd rather have traded, but I'm not going to get worked up over a second corner, slot corner.
I think ultimately he's going to be a top corner.
He might be.
He really developed last year.
He's really good.
I think he's pretty good.
I think in 2 or 3 years, he could be one of the better corners in the league. This is my opinion.
Yeah, he might be. I'm not going to get too worked up about it. I think at the end of the day, it's at a very, very best case scenario wash for the Skins. In all likelihood, it's a downgrade. And we're just going to hold on for a couple years. And, eventually we're going to have to groom a quarterback. Because this is a short term. You want to talk about a bridge quarterback? This is a bridge quarterback. This is a guy at the end of his career.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be here 4 years.
Probably not.
Well, for $71 million, he might be. Because he's getting $71 million guaranteed.
I'll give him three. That fourth year, who knows?
Well, he can transition into a backup.
He could.
Because if not this year, I would guess next year they draft their future quarterback.
Well, that's the other thing. What do they do at 13?
They don't go quarterback.
Probably
not.
That's
all those guys.
But you know what? Who knows with this team?
I just don't know.
I can't figure them out.
All right, I'll bet you right now, $20, whoever wants to take it, they don't draft a quarterback with the first pick.
They just gave the starter $71 million guaranteed.
You just never know. This team is unpredictable, especially Bruce Allen.
Well, yeah, especially if, let's say one of these guys drops. Let's say Josh Allen drops.
Yeah.
And you have Alex Smith. You could put Alex Smith through the same routine that KC did by drafting Mahomes last year, where you're just going to be the quarterback and you're going to groom somebody. Somebody like Josh Allen, who everybody says has all the physical skills but is raw.
The Redskins don't have that luxury. Look at the defensive numbers. They can't afford to just draft
and groom
a guy at
13,
especially if it's not a guy who's like a transformational
type
of talent.
They don't make this move if they like those young guys. You're so right about that.
All right. All I'm saying is you just never know what those people are thinking in that building.
I know that. I don't know a lot, but I know that. They're unpredictable.
But here's what they get. They get a very solid, above average quarterback who'll protect the football. Not great at stretching the field, although he did a better job this year with the pressure of Mahomes behind
him. He can run, though.
He's very athletic.
So can Kirk.
Right.
Kirk can run, too.
But Alex is better.
Alex is faster.
Alex is a better runner, there's no doubt. And he's pretty durable, too.
Yeah.
He plays 15 games every year. So that's good. It avoids the punt year. We got a shot to win 8 games next year. If you get anything better than that, then that's good. That means that the guys around him performed. So, yeah.
I'm still trying to process it because when you go to sleep like I did at about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right.
And wake up to a bombshell.
Watching Carolina lose again.
You didn't watch State of the Union?
Oh, I made it a point to get to sleep before that.
I kind of did too.
When you wake up and you log on to the computer, now you guys have your phones right next to you on your lamp table, so you have all this buzzing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I log on to the computer and immediately that's the first story I see. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Because we did know that this was a possibility.
Absolutely.
We did the draft of quarterbacks with the a few weeks ago.
I mean, why doesn't Valdez have the tape of me clamoring for Alex Smith if the Kirk Cousins thing falls through? I know I said
but when it,
like,
it actually happens.
3 months ago. I know I said it.
And when it actually happens. And look, no one's really surprised because we knew that there wasn't a real possibility of a long-term deal with Kirk. Kirk was going to say, hey, strap the tag on me or let me walk.
And all the bad blood for years preceding
this got personal.
It.
But again,
this got personal.
It got personal. There was no real opportunity there. They had to go out and get someone. Is he the best option out of all of those veterans? Yes.
Probably.
Could they have drafted a quarterback at 13 if one of those guys fell? Yes. But they gave him the money that you could have gave Kirk.
And they gave it to him immediately.
2 years ago. Didn't even blink.
That's what made me slap my knee. That's like a big insult. Such an insult. Like, Kirk, never getting this money. But 3 minutes after the ink is dry on Alex Smith's deal, and I know they haven't signed yet.
And they gave it to a guy who's five or six years older.
They couldn't wait to get the news out.
Yeah, they gave it to him. Now, he did come off his best year.
Usually, he's
33.
The Redskins are very tight-lipped.
Season starts.
That front office, we've talked about it. It's like North Korea getting information out of them. But as soon as they can disrespect Kirk and get Alex Smith in the building, they threw out the bomb that they gave him. $71 million in guarantees.
Now, I'm not sure this deal would have gotten signed last year. For sure, it would have gotten signed 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is they offered him $18 million less
after
even
15.
Last year.
Right.
Even last year.
Yep.
The max guaranteed money they gave Kirk,
53,
who was 28 at the time, was 53.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving Alex Smith, who will be 34 when the season, be 34 in a couple months, $18 million more guaranteed, the guy who's on the downside of his career.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
He'll be solid. He'll be fine.
He might even get you to the playoffs.
He could. He wins a lot of games, if you put the right talent around.
He doesn't win a lot of playoff games, though. That's alarming.
Neither
did Kirk.
I'm not going to hold that.
He's winning one game.
I'm not going to hold it against him, either guy. If you put the right talent around him, I think Alex Smith could probably, power through some games.
But here's what Alex has going for him. 7 straight winning seasons, 50-26 with KC. He's won a lot of games already. He hasn't won playoff games.
Well, he's got better talent up and down that roster than the Redskins have.
1-4, but he won a lot of games in San Francisco, too.
Yeah. Well, 1 year. 1 year. He went 13-3 in San Francisco that 1 year. Every other year was dreadful.
Look, he takes care of the ball.
Then he got hurt.
He doesn't throw downfield.
That's where Cap came in.
Here's a comparison of throwing downfield. Kirk Cousins since 2015, so that's a big sample size, three seasons, was 6th in the NFL in passes over 20 yards. Alex Smith was 22nd.
Oh, that means Chris Thompson's going to have a bonanza year.
But even Kirk doesn't throw downfield that well. Right. That Kirk stat is like literally a 20-yard pass. That's what that is. It's like an out.
Well, it's also DeSean Jackson.
Yes.
Sure.
But Alex Smith
had
Tyreek Hill. I mean, Tyreek Hill's the fastest guy in the league.
Yep.
And they still didn't. They still wouldn't throw downfield.
All right, look, the lines are locked and loaded. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Take your calls. Your reaction to the Redskins trading for Alex Smith, who then signs a 4-year deal with the Washington Redskins worth a guaranteed $71 million.
Come on, Alex.
Kendall
Fuller
is part of the trade, a third-round pick. And now there's no more Kirk Cousins saga here in D.C. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guaranteed to Alex Smith. It's not official, but that's what's going to happen. They traded away a third-round pick and Kendall Fuller to the Chiefs for Alex Smith. So Kirk Cousins will walk via free agency. Let's go right to the phones.
By the way, there was so much that happened yesterday with John Wall, the John Wall news, with the huge win over the Thunder.
I mean, the Wiz winning home against the hottest team in the league.
I mean, so many other. Harden had 60 points.
Tripped-dubbed.
Kevin Love breaks his hand. I mean, so much else happened.
Yeah.
But you have to put it all aside.
Yeah. You have to listen to a different show for that.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Andre, Upper Marlboro. Andre, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Man, at first, before you guys really started to get into conversation, like one of you guys said, I was lukewarm. Mm-hmm. But then as I sat here listening to you guys, it put a lot of thought in my head. It's like one of you guys said something, we got a chance to 8 wins. And as a fan, man, I'm tired of thinking we got a chance at 8 wins. And then you guys were saying, like, when we draft a quarterback that they'll groom, if that's the case, it's wait and see. We got to wait until the draft come. And then you guys also said the Skins are never lack excitement for the bad reasons or surprises. They could surprise us and don't draft a quarterback, which even leave me even more confused as a fan. You didn't pay Kirk, but you paid a 33-year-old all this money. Yeah. And I'm just confused. Why does Allen?
It got personal.
What is it about Allen that keeps him around and he keeps making moves like this? And as fans, we sit back wondering year after year the same thing.
He keeps the heat off Dan Snyder. That's why he's around. He's a good politician. He can work a room. And it's just things that Dan Snyder is not good at, Bruce Allen is. That's why he's around. That's why he's still here.
No,
he's
the buffer. Those are questions that Redskins fans ask all the time.
He takes a lot of bullets from
Daniel Snyder. That's a good question. It really is.
Yeah, definitely
Alex
is.
Smith at 33-34 is not 38. He's not ancient. Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl at 40.
No, but he will be 38 towards the end of this deal.
The bigger issue is how he's playing.
But Tom Brady is a super freak. You would acknowledge that. Not many guys make it to 40, especially at the level of Tom Brady's
The good quarterbacks perform well at 34. the Drew Breeses, the Peyton Mannings, the guys who have been good in the league, the Aaron Rodgers. You don't worry about a guy at 34.
No, but the thing about that Alex Smith, I know we're going to get to the calls, but Alex Smith played for a team that had a really good defense, that had a really strong home field advantage, that this year, this past year, had the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
Had weapons. If he didn't have the best tight end, he had number two or three best tight end. He's never been a guy that's really going to put up crazy numbers. He never put
Not
up numbers that
stretch.
Kirk Cousins put
he's
up the last 3 years.
He's had 7 years under 20 touchdowns.
I won't call him a game manager. He's better than that.
But he's slightly better.
But he was a guy that you kind of had to rely on a really good defense and a run game.
That's
with.
Why I goofed on draft this morning when he just points 15-26. Look at Kansas City. I said he doesn't have the same supporting cast.
No, not
here.
Even close.
It's going to take some time.
So he's thrown.
If you put him in this particular situation, now we don't know what the Redskins roster is going to look like. They're going to add parts.
Right.
But he can't do it by himself.
He's thrown 16, not. 8. These are years he's had. Now one or two of these he got hurt, but still. 16, 18, 14, 17, 13, 18, and 2 years ago, 15 touchdowns.
Underwhelming.
All right.
Super underwhelming
this
touchdown
This is not
totals.
A guy that they feel comfortable handing over the reins of the offense to.
That's a guy they just
By
gave,
any stretch.
Gave $71 million to.
He's
guaranteed
thrown
it.
For over 4,000 yards once this year by 42 yards.
Yeah, he's not going to put up the Kirk Cousins numbers.
Right. He's not.
So you better put some really good parts around him.
I would actually
say. If
you're
going to get to the playoffs.
Yeah. He pretty much is a game manager. If he's not,
I
don't know who else is.
I think he's better than that.
He's a good athlete. I'll say that.
Really good
I love his athleticism.
From the sound
and
of it, he's a guy that you can count on for about 17 to 20 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirk Cousins, he laughs at those numbers. Looks at him, points, and laughs.
Now, maybe Jay Gruden's going to ask him to do things he was never really asked to do under Andy Reid. Who knows?
It's possible. Was it halfway through the year, though, people were jocking Alex Smith and saying he's a possible MVP?
He did have a very good year.
This
he had his best year of his
career.
He had the best year of his career. No doubt
right.
about it.
So, yep.
But the
it's a little
the thing,
more than just a nubs manager, which everyone loves to throw around like he's just some donk they're putting
okay.
in.
No, he's not. He's better than that.
I think his career epitomizes that, but maybe you're right. Maybe he's hit his stride and he's going to be one of these guys. It does happen every once in a while, like a Rich Gannon or something, who later in his career just takes off. That's possible. And if that's the case, then they've done a nice job.
And the other skill
set, but they've done a nice
his
job.
His skill set fits Jay Gruden's system even better than Kirk's, though.
Because
the rollouts.
The rollouts he can
and
run.
That type of stuff.
Right. We'll see.
But he's also been in the league 12 years.
Right. Let's go to Ty in D.C.
Years.
Ty, what's up?
How you doing, Jumps?
Hey, Ty. Buddy.
What's up?
Well, I'm going to probably go in a different direction here. I'm not really, too shocked with the trade because, nobody really expected Kirk to hang around long term. But, the terms of the deal, I'm a defense guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they announced that they traded Kendall Fuller, that kind of, rubbed me the wrong way. Even
no one
more
likes
so
that
than,
part.
You know,
everyone agrees. No one likes that part.
Yeah. I kind of feel as though, even with the quarterback change and, us solidifying that position, I still don't see too many improvements because it's like, even with Kirk putting up his crazy numbers, if we don't have a really solid defense, then, I still see us being in the same position, whether we pay right. Kirk the money or, whether we pay somebody else the money.
Here's the bottom line, in my opinion. We're a worse football team today than we were yesterday, which is the bottom line. We're slightly worse at quarterback, and you're worse without Kendall Fuller.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. They're a worse football team. This is a saving face move, though, with the idea that you're going to be able to add pieces.
It shows at least that they had a plan going forward. It wasn't like, well, Kirk's going to leave. Now what do we do? With the draft upcoming.
It was one of the few moves they had.
You start with a young quarterback. And I think this also shows Gruden's influence, where he probably had to have gone in and said, look, I can't go in with Colt McCoy as my starter. I can't. I'm to the point in my career here in Washington where I can't.
If you draft somebody, it's going to take 3 years.
I can't rely on
get him fired.
I need a guy who's plug and play. Even if he's not great, if he's decent, that's a guy I would rather have than a rookie, than Josh Allen. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to get with him. So right. Alex Smith is better in that respect.
And the Skins will spin it, too, because I don't know if they'll have a press conference or release a statement, whatever they do. They'll spin it and say, look, Alex Smith has been to – has won 10-plus games how many times, 3-4 times, had a great year this past year, has been to the playoffs, and they'll throw out the numbers, but you got to really dig deep. You got to dig deep into these.
I agree with your assessment that they are worse off, assuming you have Kirk Cousins. Now, Are you worse off if you didn't have Kirk Cousins? If Kirk Cousins just walked through free agency, which maybe
they could have kept Kirk for one more year. And it would have been a big pain in the ass, and I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, they weren't.
But at the end of the day, we're a worse football team than we were yesterday. But
ultimately, Bruce knew.
Hopefully they could use that flexibility to build around
ultimately,
it.
Bruce knew if they tag him, they're still not going to be able to work out a long-term deal. It would have been pointless.
Let's go to, God, I don't even know where to go.
Let's just hit him.
To James at Arlington. James, what's up?
Guys, I am embarrassed to be a Redskins fan today. This whole Alex Smith trade, it's all about saving face and saving jobs for Jay Gruden and Bruce Allen. They fumbled the Kirk Cousins fiasco right from the start, and now they're looking for a quick fix. But all we're going to be is 24 to 36 months behind as we invest time and resources into someone that's not going to be a long-term solution. And is it gratifying to win a Super Bowl with an old, aging quarterback and then not having anything to show for it afterwards?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you take that.
Come on, James. Anytime you win a Super Bowl, whatever kind of quarterback you have, it's gratifying.
But let's be honest. They're not winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
They're not.
But yes, the answer to that question is yes. If somehow Alex Smith comes here and delivers a Super Bowl, even if you don't have the guy groomed to take over for him when he leaves, of course it's worth it. Dumbest question of the day.
Let's go to Rich, Centerville. Rich, what's up?
It only took 27 minutes to get to the worst call of the day. Awesome. You know what I don't understand is that last night on Twitter, of course I'm up, and fans love the trade until the player to be named later comes over, and it's Kendall Fuller. This is a guy that fans were trashing last year, and now all of a sudden he's night train
No,
lane.
No, they were trashing like him 2 years ago. They didn't trash him this year.
Turpin, come on, man. He had a really good year last year, really good year.
Yes, I did. But you know what? Just like Charlie Castle said last night, do you want to show up your slot cornerback position or your quarterback position?
Right, I agree.
Obviously, this is a lateral move. Cousins and Smith, to me, lateral move. Okay, this isn't about going to the future. You've got at least a two-year window now where you stay competitive, you shave about $7 to $10 million off what you're going to possibly play Kirk. Now maybe you can sign Zach Brown in the next few days. Maybe you bring back Junior Gallette. And then all of a sudden you've got all your cap money to play with, and now all of a sudden you've got Benny Logan on your D line, or Dontari Poe, or Jarvis Landry is being thrown the ball, or maybe Albert Wilson comes with Alex Smith. Like all of a sudden you've got all these things, and they're going to get that third round pick back next year when Kirk walks. So to me it's a Fuller for Alex Smith trade, which to me, I think that's a pretty good trade when you look at Smith and Fuller. Or what's the downside? You have Colt McCoy as your quarterback with Kendall Fuller.
Most people who kind of know the position of defensive back would disagree with you. And you call him a slot receiver.
Well, I don't think Charlie Cashley would. Charlie Cashley wouldn't.
Well he's going to be on the show in a few minutes.
We're going to talk to him. I would argue that Kendall Fuller would have been the number two corner this year because Breedland would have walked. And ultimately will be a top corner. I would say that. That's just my opinion.
Maybe, but you're projecting. That's like saying, well, we could have picked Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but Rich, you're saying it's a lateral move with Alex Smith. It's not. He's 33. It's not a lateral move.
No, they're a little bit worse at quarterback.
And he's not the quarterback, the passing quarterback that Kirk Cousins is. He's just not. And in this day and age in the NFL, we have to score a lot of points to win games.
They gave up a top 10 or top 12 quarterback in the last 3 years, better than that.
Yeah, it's not a lateral move.
For a guy ascending, getting better.
Sorry, he's wrong. See, this is Rich Turpin who always spins it the positive way.
It's fine.
And that's just the way he is.
Skin sycophant.
They gave up, and it's almost never happened before. A guy playing at a top 10 level at the peak of his powers in the prime of his career for a guy on the back end of his career coming off a career year. It usually doesn't work out well, but it got personal and something had to give. Mm-hmm. That's just the bottom line. Let's go to Jaime Manassas. Jaime, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Hey, first of all, I learned the news from a friend who texts me, so mm-hmm. It was not a social media or anything like that, and I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I said, the timing of it, it makes any sense. I said, okay, I'm okay with the trade, but when they include Fuller in it, I said, it's a huge mistake. I said, why we have to give up a young player, an up-and-coming player, a very talented cornerback, for a 33, 34-year-old a quarterback. It makes no sense. I thought that the route that they were going to go is signing a player like Sam Bradford or maybe trading a second round pick for AJ McCarron. But I think they were so afraid of bossing the quarterback position after the fiasco with the Cousins negotiation. Then they got scared and they traded for Alex Smith. It makes no sense because now we don't have extra cap room to sign players in other positions.
Jaime, they have more cap room than they would have had they signed Kirk Cousins to his worth. Or franchised him. So they do have more cap room.
Yeah,
it's not a ton.
A little bit more.
But it is more. And all this talk about Alex Smith, yeah, you can look at his career and say he's underwhelming, particularly in the playoffs and the touchdown stats. I know this. Kansas City's offense was explosive. And yes, they had Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce. They were sixth this year. The Redskins were 16th in the NFL in total offense.
We had no weapons.
You just said they had Kareem Hunt, though.
Understood, but I think Jay Gruden actually looks at Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins is about the same and probably thinks, it's maybe a minority opinion in this room, and probably thinks he can do more with Alex Smith than he did with Kirk Cousins. I know Louis Riddick went on ESPN and was praising Alex Smith as somebody that has a skill set that Kirk doesn't necessarily have.
Yeah, here's what Louis
Riddick said. He's a little bit better of an athlete, there's no doubt.
Here's what Louis Riddick said last night.
Yeah, Scott, without a doubt. Look, Alex Smith had a career year this year in terms of passing yards, passing touchdowns, yards per attempt, and quarterback rating. I mean, he did as well as he possibly could, and he wasn't just one of those guys who was a dink and dunk, you know, put it in the hands of the playmakers and then let them do the work. He became one of the best deep ball throwers in the National Football League as far as his passer rating on passes traveling 25-plus yards. You saw that in the Pro Bowl. He had Jarvis Landry on a 9-route down the sideline in that game, and you saw that the guy is more than just what, you know, his reputation was when he left San Francisco in particular. And look, quite frankly, I was one of those people who thought he was one of those guys who never could really take a team and put him over the top. And I don't really think the Redskins are asking him to put him over the top, but this is exactly what you're saying. If you're going to move on from Kirk Cousins, you want to at least make a lateral move in terms of the type of guy that you acquire, and maybe you do get someone who can do some things, and Alex can do some things that Kirk can't do. Namely, he can add a different dimension as far as running the football, and maybe we'll open up their offense as far as, you know, having a dual threat at the quarterback position. So I think it's a win-win in terms of the Kansas City Chiefs going ahead and moving on and being able to play their young player, and the Redskins moving on from a situation there with Kirk Cousins that never was going to end any other way than how it ended.
In other words, they salvaged it, you know.
Right.
If you call that a win, sure.
They knew it was a bad situation, and they made the best of it with the Alex Smith deal. By the way, Andy Reid is amazing at getting assets for backup mm-hmm. or quarterbacks that he just doesn't have plans for in the mm-hmm. future. He got a second rounder for A.J. Feely. He got a second rounder and Rodgers Camardi for Kevin Cobb. And we all know that he got a second rounder for McNabb. And now he gets a third rounder and a pick and Fuller. In this deal.
Kevin Cobb.
He fetched a second rounder.
He had one good run, Kevin Cobb.
Right.
That's the thing. I mean, the Redskins are going to get a third round compensatory pick. Basically a fourth rounder for Kirk.
Good.
Yeah. Is that the 2019 draft?
I think so. Yeah. So, I mean.
Boy, that's quite a windfall for a guy that they had in the building for so many years.
Guys
that developed and cultivated. Wow, you get a compensatory pick. Yeah. Good job, Bruce Allen.
Yeah. All right, let's go to John in Leesburg. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Well, I'm glad to see Kirk go. You know, mm-hmm. you can talk about his stats the last two or three years, but it got you no playoff wins. He was a dink-and-dong guy at the end of the game. If, you know, down two touchdowns, he wasn't going to try to win the game. He'd throw a six-yard pass and hope to
back. That's not really true. I think he's got 9 game-winning drives in the last couple of years. I mean, you know,
yeah, he's talking about the games that were done. People always accuse him of being a stat patter.
He was. And some of the receivers, I know some of the Redskins receivers personally, and they'll tell you, it'll all come out now that he's gone. Mm. That's what they thought he was. He wasn't never trying to really win a game. He would throw it out there off his wrong foot a lot of the times, lead the receivers into coverage. And now, even at the end of the year, the coach didn't even give him a lot of high praise. So out of here, Kirk Cousins, go somewhere and stink it up, and we'll see where it goes from there.
I'm sure Kirk Cousins stays. He's going to break the bank, and he's going to get like $100 million guaranteed.
He might break the bank, but I think that he may have peaked too.
We'll see.
Oh, I don't think Kirk Cousins.
You think he's going to have better seasons?
I think, I think he could play better than he did last year.
I think he benefited from being in one system for a long time with Jay Gruden. I think he's a good quarterback, but
you give him some weapons, I think he can play better.
If he goes to a team like Denver, you know, I think he could do some damage. If he goes to a team like Cleveland, you know,
I'm praying Kirk to win a Super Bowl, like in the next three years. I hope that happens.
Do you think the Chiefs would be a better team if Kirk was their quarterback this year instead of Alex Smith?
No.
Well, Alex Smith played really well this year, so I don't
know. Well, I'm just saying, give Kirk the weapons that Alex had.
I think he would have put up better numbers than Alex Smith. Yes.
With a running back like
that?
In my opinion,
yes, he would have.
I don't know. Clearly. Alex Smith played really well. I don't want to take anything away from him.
You play much better than what Alex did.
Alex Smith had a career year.
Yeah.
His numbers are not going to get any better than what he did last year.
If Alex Smith was here this year, right?
Yeah.
With the same circumstances, all the injuries.
His numbers would have been worse than Kirk's.
Absolutely.
But they could have gone 7-9 or better with Alex Smith. My opinion.
Maybe. Yeah. If his numbers are worse, the best case scenario
to wash, in my opinion.
It's not a wash when you lose Fuller.
All right, we'll be taking your calls throughout the show. Also, at some point, we do need to dive into John Wall being out for 2 months.
Essentially, he's going to be out for two months.
And again, I don't like when you start cutting on knees repeatedly. I don't think it's a good idea. Well, watch JP walk around here. It's not a good idea.
He's significantly younger than me. He's a bit older. Doesn't matter. He's got better genes.
You can only, ask Chris Cooley, cut on a guy's knee so many times trim and
clock
clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good.
Nope. But coming up next, we will talk to former Redskins and Houston Texans GM Charlie Casserly from the NFL Network and NBC Sports Washington. We'll get his take on Alex Smith joining the Washington Redskins. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, the last several years, we haven't had a lot of winning here in D.C. when it comes to the Redskins.
Nope.
But a lot of drama. Well, had winning for 1 year with RG3, and then that flamed out. Kirk Cousins has taken over the last 3 years and started every game. But, of course, we've had the contract saga continue. And it came to an end last night because the Redskins made a move, traded for Alex Smith from the Kansas City Chiefs. He was 50-26 as a starter for the Chiefs. 19-5-1 in San Francisco before that. And join us right now to give us his take on the Redskins trade for Alex Smith is our pal Charlie Casserly, former Redskins and Texans GM. Now you can watch him on NBC Sports Washington and the NFL Network. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How about that for some news last night?
Oh, my gosh. Incredible.
Well, we knew they had to do something.
Were you awake when it happened?
Oh, yeah. I was watching the State of the Union address.
So you saw all of it. All right.
Yeah.
What was your reaction?
Not all the State of the Union address. Had to go to work because I had to do NFL Network call, and we had to do them live.
Bet.
So we were busy all of a sudden.
All right. Initial gut reaction when you saw it.
Well, the initial gut reaction is they decided that they were not going to go into free agency without a quarterback under contract, not counting Colt McCoy. And so my initial reaction is they couldn't get a deal with Cousins, which I don't know that, okay? And that they decided to be proactive instead of sitting and waiting. And that's the thing you have to do in this situation.
Well, give us your take on what you see in Alex Smith as a player right now and how he fits onto the Redskins. Is it an upgrade, a downgrade? Are they breaking even at quarterback?
Yeah, I think it's a more break-even situation. If you look at the careers, if I could have got Cousins for the deal they got Smith, I would take Cousins because he's younger.
Mm-hmm.
And you know him, and he's been in the system, and he's been with you, okay? But let me answer your question. They're kind of similar in this. I think they're best in a quick rhythm passing game, which is what the Redskins have, and Smith can do all the things Cousins can do there. Smith is better outside the pocket. In fact, he's outstanding outside the pocket, creating and making plays. So he's very dangerous there. On the deep ball, historically, he has not been great at it. This year, I think he has a phenomenal statistic. He might be the best in the league at it. He went through a period during the season, the whole team did, where they kind of got on a funk. They switched coordinators. Matt Nagy came in. He went to a spread offense to run the ball. That got the running game going, and they went back to being more aggressive with Smith. What Smith did better this year was being aggressive downfield. And he has some excellent downfield receivers. Had some in Kansas City. He'll be in one of them. He had big speed there, but he took advantage of it. So off last year, Smith was better. Historically, they're about the same. I can't talk about leadership, you know, that part of it there, and getting along with teammates. And I've never heard any negative things about Smith in that area.
Charlie, reports are that Smith gets a 4-year, $94 million extension, $71 million guaranteed. That basically sets the bar now for Kirk hitting unrestricted free agency. What sort of numbers do you envision him getting? And who do you think are the top two or three teams right now that are trying to chase down Kirk Cousins and get him to sign with them?
Yeah, one thing on that deal, the way to look at that, that's a 3-year guaranteed deal if the guaranteed money is $71 million. So,
okay.
Anyway, here's the thing. Yeah, you can say a bar is set, but the bar is going to be set by the teams. All this is a number of feet they can throw out. So in looking at it, you know, the thing you're fighting here, if you're Cousins, is the draft, because there's four quarterbacks that are worth taking in the first half of the draft. And that's why the Redskins had to make a move. Arizona needs a quarterback, but they're picking 15. So you would think they'd want to be aggressive here. Mm. Buffalo is picking 21. You think they'd want to be aggressive here. They have two ones, but that's not going to get them a quarterback. Cleveland has the option, two picks in the top four, so they can take one of those young quarterbacks, or they take Cousins, a known commodity, and build a team and go. Denver is picking 5. They just went through a young quarterback, and that didn't work. Do they do this again, or do they take the known commodity? Now, again, it's going to be expensive for them. Can they do that? The Jets, they're picking 6. They're kind of on the edge. There's no guarantee they get one of those four guys. They have plenty of cap room. If they get Cousins, then all of a sudden they, you know, can do something else in the draft. And even though Cousins has no relationship with the Jets, you know, their new coordinator, Jeremy Bates, is a Shanahan disciple. And we know Mike Shanahan is a big fan of Kirk Cousins. And certainly Kirk Cousins is going to, in my opinion, will lean on Shanahan for some advice in this situation. So there could be a connection there.
Charlie,
I don't count the Giants in this at all.
Right.
So.
Charlie, one of the other pieces in this trade was Kendall Fuller. Now, Kendall Fuller, according to NFL 1000, run by Doug Farrar, former NFL scout, was the number one slot defender in the league based on his performance. Kendall Fuller could have been a number two corner this year if Breland walks. Ultimately, who knows? He might even be a number one corner. So what are your thoughts on losing Kendall Fuller as part of this deal as well?
Yeah, I'm going to ignore any of those stat things, okay? And I'm not saying anything against those people. I'm just going to ignore them. He's a good prospect. He would have been a starter. He got a lot better this year. I think part of it was being more healthy. I think part of it was coaching. His technique improved. You know, I would have expected him to be the starting corner opposite Josh Norman. But I think Fabian Moreau coming out of college was a better prospect. So there's a better upside to him. Now, whether he develops, we don't know. But you have somebody in the bank there to work with. And Dunbar got better this year. So, again, you lost a good player. All right. But you have to say to yourself, okay, do we go into free agency without a quarterback, or do we give up a third and Kendall Fuller? You have to give up the third and give up Kendall Fuller to get the quarterback position solved. Otherwise, you have a bigger mess, okay, if that's not done.
But you're also getting a quarterback who's 34. You're not getting
a quarterback that's 34, right? He's a young 34. I mean, this guy didn't play a lot, okay? But what is your alternate? That's what you have to say to yourself. You know, there's no perfect world. There's no perfect solutions in the real world. In fantasy football, which is television, there's a lot of solutions. But you have to say to yourself, okay, what do I want to do here? Do I want to, if I, you know, again, we don't know that Kirk Cousins turned down this deal, okay? Maybe it was never offered to him. Maybe he said, I want to see what happens, and we'll sit down in March. I want to be here, but we'll sit down in March. Well, I don't know that you want to take that if you're the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't if I had an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Who's
your alternate?
Right.
Well, the alternate would have been, like you said, signing
Cole McCoy.
Well, either Cole, or you go out and sign another veteran, or you draft somebody.
But who's the other veteran you're signing?
One of the Vikings.
Yeah, anybody. I mean,
but you don't know.
Maybe the veteran that you signed wasn't as good as Alex Smith, but he could have been younger and cheaper.
But you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't control what the other person does.
Mm-hmm.
So
So we said this,
that's
Charlie.
That's what you're sitting there saying to yourself.
So by signing Alex Smith, trading for Alex Smith, this kind of avoids the punt years, because we talked about if
you keep your competitive,
if Colt McCoy would have been there, or if you draft somebody, or if you go out and get, I don't know, if you go out and get Sam Bradford or someone like that, who knows? But this kind of avoids that. So Alex Smith can at least keep you competitive for the next couple of years.
Right. I'm not excited about the AG. That's why I said, if I could get Cousins for this number, you'd have done the deal. And I would guess the Redskins would have done the deal. Does it mean you have to go find a young quarterback to develop? Absolutely, you have to do that. Okay? This was not a perfect solution situation.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done what they did, because I wouldn't want to go into free agency and be at the mercy of free agency.
Right. So it's the way, I don't know, I missed the very beginning. I apologize, Charlie. Mm-hmm. But the way it sounds like is, and I think we agree, it's probably the best they could have done, given that this wasn't going to work out between the Redskins and them. But still, I think at the end of the day, my opinion is they're a slightly worse football team than they were yesterday.
Well, to me, it's a break-even thing. I mean, Smith had a better year than Cousins did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm throwing out statistics and all that. Just watching.
I think that's true.
The difference was he was a better deep thrower than Cousins was.
Mm-hmm.
Did Cousins have a good year? Yes. Was it his best year? Yes, with the Redskins. And does the arrow still can go up? The arrow still can go up with Cousins. The arrow is where it is with Smith. There's an unknown about Smith playing for the Redskins in this system. I think the system matches him. I think Gruden has proved he could be adaptable with quarterbacks. I think he's done an outstanding job, as a matter of fact, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a perfect deal? No. What's worse is you're sitting there. You don't get a quarterback signed in free agency, and you're sitting there at the draft at, what is it, 13, and you're not getting a quarterback at 13.
Right, so. Right. Rich Gannon comes to mind. Trent Green comes to mind. Can you give me some others that have blossomed late in their 30s? It's rare, but sometimes it happens where it clicks.
Well, I don't know when Testaverde hit his stride.
Mm-hmm, late.
Steve Young, I think. I know he hit his stride late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what age he did. I mean, you got to figure, Steve Young went to the USFL and went to Tampa.
Right.
And when San Francisco took him in the trade, he wasn't Steve Young. He wasn't a Hall of Famer at that point. Testaverde bounced around, I think, until he got the Jets, and then he hit his stride there, as if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, those are a couple of guys that blossom late in their career, along with, you know, Trent Green that you mentioned.
Well, Charlie, to me, the quarterbacks who are good, they're good at 34, 35, 36, 37.
Yeah, but those are the best ones.
Understood.
Yeah.
But it doesn't scare me at 33, 34 for Alex Smith in terms of age, if he can fit into the system and play as well as Kirk Cousins, which you believe he can.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the system, because the system is a short rhythm passing game to start with, and mm-hmm. he can do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very smart. He can read a defense. What he did this year, which he'd never done, was be aggressive mm-hmm. downfield. And he talked about it in training camp, and he did it, and they were successful. Now, let's flip it around. The Redskins don't have Kareem Hunt, and they don't have Hill at wide receiver.
Right.
Okay, and they don't have a tight end. Though I think Davis was underused this year. I really do. He was underused. When you talk to teams that played him, they felt he was a mismatch. And he didn't get enough targets and balls. And you got Chris Thompson coming back. That he's a mismatch. But clearly the wide receiver position has got to be upgraded. Or that, you know, you're still going to come up short offensively. But they know that.
All right, Charlie, we got to run. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay,
Charlie
good to be with you now.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Charlie. Former Redskins and Texans
yep.
GM. Now you can watch him on the NFL Network and NBC Sports Washington. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. But next, John Keim, who covers the Redskins for ESPN, will give us his insight here on The Junkie.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.